This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
Boy, it's getting hot in here.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Everywhere you look, inflation seems to be approaching like a fire-breathing dragon. This morning, Dow Chemical announced its second big price hike in a month. The company cites the relentless rise in the cost of energy and raw materials. Dow makes ingredients for paint, textiles, glass, cars. Dow's prices will go up another 25% on top of last month's 20% increase. Now, the mining company Rio Tinto has increased the price of iron ore by almost 100%. Let's check in with our man in London, Stephen Beard, on that one. Stephen, why is Rio able to jack up the price so much?
In a word, demand. Steel makers in China, India, and South Korea are desperate for the stuff, and the miners can't keep up with that demand.
And this is different from a commodity like oil that's traded on an exchange. This is the company raising the price.
That's right. And this is what makes this interesting. The iron ore market is dominated by the miners and the steelmakers. There's very little financial trading. So we can't blame this price hike on speculators.
Where are we going to see this price increase reflected?
Well, iron ore, of course, is one of the key ingredients of steel, and steel goes into a vast array of products, cars, industrial machinery, domestic appliances, construction materials. So without any doubt, this is going to provide another upward twist in the global inflationary spiral.
And Stephen, is Rio the only company that's raising the price of iron ore?
The expectation is that the world's biggest miner, BHP of Australia, will follow Rio's example, if not increase its iron ore prices even higher.
Wonderful. Another price increase.
Just what we wanted.
Yeah. All right. Stephen Beard in London. Thanks.
Okay, Scott.
Inflation, of course, is also the top priority for the Federal Reserve. The Fed starts a two-day meeting today, and it's probably going to leave interest rates alone after months of cutting because of the concern for inflation. Wall Street usually likes it when the Fed leaves interest rates alone, but today, not so much. The Dow is down another 75 points to 11,767. The NASDAQ is off by 18, and the S&P 500 has dropped 8. The European markets are down more than 1% so far. In Asia, the markets were flat. Say you're the CEO of a big retail company, and an ad your company didn't design goes viral on the web. It's all over YouTube and other sites. Might be a good thing. Well, JCPenney's in that position, but there's just one problem. The ad seems to encourage teenage sex. Steve Henn has more.
The ad, called Speed Dressing, features two teens standing alone in their bedrooms, getting dressed again and again. They're timing themselves, racing against the clock. And when they're fast enough, the boy heads over to her house. Cute smile, then a shot of mom.
Hey, mom, we're just going to go down to the basement and watch some TV.
Uh-oh. Across the screen, you see the words, "Today's the day to get away with it." Fade to Penny's logo. Penny's executives are reportedly furious, but Jonah Berger at the Wharton School of Business says it's probably impossible to make this ad disappear, no matter how many lawyers the company hires. And from a marketing standpoint, that might not be a bad thing.
This attention to them gets them play among the people that they'd like to be reaching in a little bit more racy or interesting way. But if their regular consumers say, oh my God, this isn't my JCPenney, they can say, well, it's not ours either. We didn't put the campaign together.
In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Brand Week, the news organization dedicated to the information needs of strategic-minded marketing executives with real-time coverage, now searchable at brandweek.com. And by Clarkson Potters, The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat, available now.
The price of oil climbed once again this morning above $138 a barrel. One thing that has a lot of people nervous is what's happening in Nigeria. Production is down some 300,000 barrels a day because of attacks on oil pipelines and rigs. And again, a certain group of militants known as MEND is claiming responsibility. Let's find out more about this situation from our correspondent in Africa, Gretchen Wilson. Gretchen, what exactly does this group want?
Well, just like most of the people who live in the Niger Delta, they want to tap into the billions upon billions of dollars that are being pumped out of the ground. It's an extremely poor area, and they want to get access to the resources that are being pumped out of what they consider their land.
And what about the oil companies who are doing their work here? Some of their workers have been taken hostage and things like that. So how are they involved in this process of trying to prevent these attacks from happening?
Multinational oil companies are very involved with government, trying to figure out what kind of solution they can come up with to get these attacks to stop. One of the things that's notable about the offshore oil attack of the Royal Dutch Shell oil rig is that it happened 75 miles off the coast of Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And up until now, most people had seen these oil rigs as immune from militant attacks. They're very concerned about what this may mean for their future operations. If these could be attacked by guys in speedboats, what does that mean for the future of oil production in the Gulf of Guinea?
And Gretchen, how about the U.S. government? This is the fourth largest supplier of oil to the U.S., being Nigeria. What is the U.S. government doing?
The U.S. government is also very engaged in watching this very closely. As you said, Nigeria is hugely important to U.S. markets. It is the fourth biggest supplier, and the fact that this has been a disruption is pointing many people to try to put pressure on the government of Nigeria to make this problem go away. As American consumers, we go through about 1 million barrels a day from that country alone, so we can't really stand to lose 300,000 barrels a day.
All right, Gretchen Wilson reporting from Africa. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
If you'd like to take the Marketplace Morning Report with you, you'll find the details about our podcast online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.